Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. This is Joseph. I have a Miss Erica Jones. Last name is J-O-N as in Nancy, E-S. Her best phone number is 979-227-8041. She needs assistance with her depot Provera claim.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
All right, thank you so much. Miss Jones, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi. You too. Thanks so much.
Hi, Miss Jones. My name is Courtney. I'm on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And this is your cell phone, 979.
Yes.
227. Okay. If any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 phone number. I'm going to text you from my direct line right now. So you have my phone number moving forward. I will be your intake specialist. Sometimes the calls and the transfers get dropped. So I just want you to know that you can contact me on that line. And I see that you want to meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit today.
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct, Ms. Jones?
Correct.
Okay. You are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
You still haven't.
You haven't signed documents with any other law firm, correct?
No.
Okay. And then at this time, you are filing on behalf of yourself, correct?
Right.
Okay. And yes. You are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your date of diagnosis, ma'am?
Yes, it was in November 2022.
Okay. Do you have a date in 2022? Like a day?
The 22nd, yes.
22nd? Okay. So 11/22/2022.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth, ma'am?
10/31/1990.
You're a Halloween baby.
I am.
And then, Mrs. Jones, did you have any friends or family members that were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor that needed help filing a claim after using Depo?
Yes, I do, but they already did it.
Okay. Well, you can always refer my phone number if you know anybody too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then you did use the brand name Depo-Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you ever switch to a generic brand for a minimum of a year at any time?
Not that I know about. I'm not sure.
No? Okay. So to the best of your knowledge that you only use Depo, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And then so you can confirm 4 injections within prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Right.
And then you used Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date?
Yes.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do you know when you started using Depo?
Yes. My first, I started using it like 2 years ago.
Okay. So you were diagnosed in 2022. So you used it, what, like 2 years before that, like 2020?
Right. No, I was just diagnosed up then. I started using, my first shot was in November 2022.
Oh, 11/22 was your first shot is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So that wasn't your diagnosis date. When did you get diagnosed with the cancer?
I got diagnosed in 2024 of this year.
Okay. When in 2020?
Yes. When in 2020? In May.
In May?
Yes.
Do you know the date?
May 24th, 2023.
Okay.
My first shot was in 2022.
Okay. So really quick. So first shot was in 11/22/2022. Okay. And
correct.
Then your diagnosis date was in, hold on. It was in May.
Yeah.
May what? May 20. What did you say?
May 23rd.
May 23rd, 2023 or 2024? Okay. So May 23rd, 2023.
Correct.
Okay. And that was, when did you stop using it? On during your diagnosis or right before your diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay, so you didn't use it for a full year. Did you use it for a full year or no?
I did.
Okay, so then, so if you got diagnosed this year, that would have been 2024, not 2023.
Right.
Okay, it's okay. It's kind of confusing. I know the dates.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I just want to make sure because I was like, that wouldn't have been a full year. So your date of diagnosis was 5/23/2024, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you stopped using it. It's okay. It's okay. It's kind of confusing. You stopped using it in May. Do you want me to just put your diagnosis date, like 5/23/2024 is when you stopped using it?
Yeah, because that's when I stopped. Yeah.
Okay. I know it's kind of hard to remember all this information.
It is.
You went through a lot. How are you doing with everything now after your diagnosis?
I'm coming back.
Okay, good, good, good. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, ma'am?
I'm female.
Okay, what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then I have your first name is Erica, E-R-I-C-A, and your last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Mrs. Jones, did you have a suffix in your name? Like you're not a junior or senior, correct?
No, correct, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, and then I have JonesErica122@yahoo.com. And then I have your cell phone as 979-227-8041. What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Like after 11 a.m.
Okay. Afternoon. I'll put morning, afternoon.
Okay.
And then what's your current mailing address?
9300. Yes. Coit, Row, apartment 410, Plano, Texas, 75025.
Perfect. Got it. Thank you for confirming the apartment. Apartment 410.
Yes.
Okay. So 9300 Coit Road, apartment 410, Plano, Collin County, Texas, 75025.
Yes.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
381-116202.
Okay. It's kind of staticky. Sorry. 381.
11-6202.
Okay. 3811-6202.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for confirming. Who was your diagnosing doctor? Who diagnosed you with the meningioma tumor? Your neurologist?
Mrs. Tim.
Dr. Tim?
With who? Yes, with two M's. Her first name is Elaine.
Okay. And then, and she's in,
neurologist.
And she's in Texas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I found her. Okay. Neurology and headaches. All right. And was she your treating doctor as well?
Correct, she was.
Okay, and hold on. I'm just getting her information really quick. One second. I'm just getting her office info. And she's the... Uh, Okay, she, hold on. North Texas Institute. Bear with me really quick. Okay. Okay. And headaches. Okay, so what was the treating facility? Where were you? What hospital did you go to?
Presbyterian and Plano.
Hold on. Presbyterian.
The first one would be, it'll be Texas Health.
Oh, yeah. Hospital in Plano. Yeah. Texas Health Presbyterian. Got it. And that's at 62 West Parker Road.
I know it's on Parker Road.
Yeah, I found it. We're good. Who was the prescribing doctor? Who was your OBGYN? Or not OBGYN. Who was your doctor that was sending
The doctor? Not my neurologist, but my doctor.
Yeah, that you were prescribed the depo from. I guess it could be from an OBGYN or your primary doctor, whoever it is.
Yeah, because that's who it was. Okay, her name is, I got to spell it.
Yeah, go for it.
M-U-S-H-I-P-P-I-L-I, Marsha Polly.
Okay. What is that, her first name or last name?
That's her last name.
Is she in Plano, Texas too?
She's in Allen.
Texas Allen Health.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know her first name?
Yeah, M-O-N-I-K-A.
M-O-N-K-I-A.
I-K-A.
Is she an OBGYN?
Yes. The address she's on Custer Road in Allen, Texas. The clinic would be North Dallas Women Care. That's what it's called.
I'm not finding her.
It's North Dallas Women Care.
North what?
Dallas.
Women Care?
Yeah.
Oh, I found her. Yeah. Okay. Like, what? Yeah, I found her.
I probably was spelling her name wrong.
Yeah, it's M-A-C-H is how you spell the first name.
Okay.
She's got a hard name. It's very hard to say.
Yeah. I just call her Doc.
Yeah. North Dallas Women. Yay. And that is... Okay. I'm almost done. Hold on. Okay. And then did you have any other doctors that you wanted to put, or is that the only doctors that you saw?
She was the only one.
And then what's the pharmacy that you use?
The one inside the hospital.
Hold on.
Inside Presby.
Okay, what is it?
I went to the one inside the hospital.
Inside of Presbyterian Hospital?
Yes.
Oh, it's a Walgreens. Inside Presbyterian Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and then... Okay, and then no other doctors. Okay, so then what type of treatment did you undergo? Like, did you have to do any type of surgery, chemo, radiation?
Yeah, I had to do radiation and microsurgery.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, and then you had, like, because you had, what, changes in vision, blurry vision, headaches, hearing loss? What types of symptoms?
Headaches, vision, swelling.
So you underwent surgery. Did you undergo radiation or chemotherapy?
I did. Yes.
Okay. And then, like, pain management?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry that you had to go through all that. That's a lot to go through.
I know. Thank you.
But you're here, so that's the best thing.
I know.
And you're young and you still have a lot of life to live. Mrs. Jones, did you have copies of your medical records, or could you obtain them if needed?
Yes, I had to just get them from the hospital, but I'm sure I can.
Okay, and you could provide them either, like, electronically or through the mail or both?
Yes.
Okay, so they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you, Ms. Jones. It's only to make sure that there's, like, no hiccups in the case and that they can continue the case for you and your loved ones. So did you have someone that you can put, or someone that you recommend?
Yes.
Someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't live with you? It doesn't matter.
With me.
Okay, and who is that?
A-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name, my last name.
Jones?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's the phone number?
504.
504, okay.
512.
Mm-hmm.
5753.
Okay, and then who is this? Is this just, like, a roommate or your spouse or?
Yeah, my spouse.
Okay. And then let's just put this. Okay. So I'm going to summarize everything for you really quick, and then I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me, and then we're pretty much done. Did you have any other, like, notes or anything you'd like me to put in the file to help support it?
No.
Okay. So just to confirm, Mrs. Jones, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You did not have an attorney at this time, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year. Your date of diagnosis was 5/23/2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth is 10/31/1990.
Yes.
Okay. You did use Depo for a year. You said you could confirm 4 injections. Your usage date started 11/22/2022. Your usage stop date was 5/23/2024, correct?
Yeah.
I have your social as 381-11-6202, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Elaine Tim, and then I have your other doctor prescribing medical records, and Ace Jones as your contact. So have you ever used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to text it to you because that's the easiest way to fill it out. Oh, were you ever diagnosed? Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to text it to you because that's the easiest way to open the file. What you're going to want to do is just, you know, press accept, review, and sign. You may have to use your finger to adopt and sign a signature. Tap the fields. There's like five fields. And then you'll come to a finish button. And then let me know once you come to the finish button. Documents are generating right now. Just be a second. But also, when you go through it, make sure everything looks correct, okay?
Okay.
So you should be receiving the text in just a minute. While you're doing that, if you need to put me on speakerphone, that's fine. I'm going to send you the attorney information, okay?
Okay. It finished.
Okay, let me just go ahead and check this really quick. I did send you the attorney's information along with, you have my direct phone number, so save my direct phone number. Moving forward, if you have any questions, you can contact me. Also, the attorneys will be contacting you from that 909 phone number that I called you from. The law firm you've been assigned to is Pulaski Law and the co-counsel of Robin Law. So if they call you, that 909 number, you want to make sure you pick up, okay? So thank you for completing your DocuSign. That will send you a PDF file to your email for you to have for your own records. Also, you know, moving forward, you just want to remember this is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. And then remember, again, this is a legal contract between you and the firm, so it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then if you can get any supporting documents to help your case, I do recommend that. But other than that, you're pretty much set. Did you have any questions for me?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Ms. Jones, today. I really hope you receive the compensation you deserve, and I wish you a happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Okay, Ms. Jones, take care. Bye-bye.